for GOD. Can I get a quick radio check?
GOD, this is KO4HK. Sounding good.
K4GOD, NC9V. Sounding good over here also.
Yeah, maybe he's got his volume turned down.
It's possible. I'm on my way home. Been working all day. I've got 10 hours in today. And they'll want me to come back Thursday and Friday, so we'll see about that one. But had a good day. How about yourself? You just getting off?
Almost an hour already.
Goodness. You get spoiled with all that, you know.
We'll see.
Yeah. That's good to hear you in there. I miss you in the mornings there. I know everybody else does.
Honestly, it's been bothering me. I hadn't been sleeping, so I was just dragging around, getting started of a morning.
I woke up every morning, right before the alarm clock goes off. I was up at 3:30 this morning. I guess it's time to get up, check my phone, turn the alarm off, and hop in the shower.
Late, but not coherent, because not enough sleep. Like I said, my sinuses have been bothering me for the last week and a half.
Develop allergies the older you get. Have you had that for a while? I mean, does it seem as normal or is it getting worse?
It's something that happens to every year. It'll get at least one sinus infection and then get set up in my chest. And it takes about a month to get over it.
I hate those when they get into your chest. Me and the wife are debating whether we'll get the flu shot this year. I think we kind of decided we're not. See how it goes. So I'm trying to limit our exposure, but the other day we went to Spartanburg and took the grandkids to the, what do they call that place? The Big Air place over there in Spartanburg, and they had a blast, but, you know, they were all the people packed in small spots like that. Catch all kind of stuff.
That, I was hoping John would come back in there. I'm pretty sure that's who that was, KI4GOD, that was John, but I don't know, maybe he's something going on with his radio.
Jump in there if he wants. Maybe he can't ran off with his tongue or something, I don't know. But, yeah, it's going to be cool tonight. Did you see the snow this morning?
I was trying to decide if that was snow or just a heavy frost.
And the wife were sitting there. Honey, it's snowing. No, it's not. I said, yeah, it is. She says, you're going to make me get up. You better not be joshing me. You don't even have to get up. I'll get up and open the curtain for you. So I open the curtain. Oh, look. Sure, big old flakes, too. Didn't stick, but it looked nice. And this morning when I got up, it was 28 degrees. And it snowed just a little bit. I left the house. A little worried about black ice, but I got to the grade there on Gilliam Mountain, and it started coming out. I think it's more sleet there, and then just quit.
Wife's been on 2-hour delay all week this week, and I don't know. I hadn't had any trouble going into work, but I got a pretty short drive now, and no big hills or anything like that.
But I didn't have any problems. I was looking for black ice. There's one spot that doesn't get any sunshine, and whenever it freezes and rains, typically that'll be the first place to get ice. And it was covered over with a real thin layer of, I guess, sleeted snow, for lack of a better term. But that's all I saw.
A couple of slick spots out there, but nothing detrimental if you were paying attention. I mean, not driving like a maniac.
Around from that, going down Gilliam Mountain is a series of S-turns, and it's a real steep grade, and DOT is usually pretty good about coming up and sanding that, putting brine on it and sanding it. They had sanded it this morning, or sometime last night or something, but it had sand on it. They didn't have any problem going down it, though.
good. Always good when you don't have problems going in.
You're a straight 40-hour week now?
Pretty much. They said there was ways I could get some overtime if I wanted it.
Curious, since I'll be off the ball. I don't have anything planned. You're working all day. I'm not driving all over Rosman. Brevard, excuse me.
Working Rosman. It's just right there at the entrance to the forest. If you know where the ranger station is at or the campground, it's right there.
I'll drive there. That's good. That'd be really convenient.
Complain about that after the last 10 years of making that drive up and down the mountain.
This morning, I had some guy driving a tractor trailer with the Prime trucks, Amazon Prime, I guess. He was going about 75-80 going down the connector, and he slowed down, speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down. I didn't end up getting around him. I had to kind of get on a little bit, and then there's a small car behind him. He passed me, and he slowed. As soon as he got to the cattle chute, he slowed way down. Man, it was just—I can't get away from them two guys this morning.
Gotta love that, but you didn't get hurt, so that's the main thing that matters.
But I stopped them going on down the merry way, but I just wanted to stop. Mood to stop this morning. Actually, I was probably running about 2 or 3 minutes late getting to work, which. It's 27 minutes early for me. I don't know what's supposed to be there until 6:30. I got there like 6:03, 6:05, somewhere around there. I like to be there right at 6.
I mean, I just like going into work early. They're like, why do you get here early? I'm like, because I like to get in here and get things set up and ready for my day instead of hit the door running.
I've never been much for stressing, you know, trying to get there right at the appointed minute, and then having to run around, get everything done real quick, so you get on with your day. That, you know, get things set up nice and easy pace, kind of sets a nice pace for the whole day. Then see you 9 feet.
HKX, yeah, that's how I like it. How my day starts is usually how it's going to finish, so I try to do my best to make it stress-free.
He's car auction here in 290. I guess tonight's auction night.
In Thursday.
It is late.
Well, late for you to come in. You're usually home by now.
We can suck it down some sloppy toes. That's what we're having for dinner.
What we're having. Elise is working tonight.
About up since you had a job now.
Couldn't give it up. And she keeps telling me she's going to give it up. And she keeps extending it and extending it and extending it. So we'll see.
Just liking the money? Or is she just liking the work and the camaraderie? Or what do you think it is?
Like working with her daughter-in-law.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Every time she said, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. I'm like, yeah, right.
Birds of a feather flock together. You're just like her.
That's why I laugh about it. So, and if that's what she wants to do, then I'm okay with it. I get to sit at the house at least one night a week by myself.
Little story the last night when he says, I think I'm going to bed. Okay, you sure? Yeah, because if I don't, I'll start snoring here on the couch. You'll get mad. You sure now? All right. So I put it on a little series that we like to watch. Just, you would have to watch that now. I'll watch one, or else ended up watching two. And she fell asleep. So I woke her up and says, why don't you go get in bed? Oh, she got mad.
Well, Leon, I'm going to jump off here. Lisa's pulling in now, so I'm going to see her for a minute before she heads out. Would you be careful going on the rest of the way and tell Miss Wendy we say hello. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Yeah, you do the same. Please tell Miss Elise we said hey. Don't tell her I was talking about her, though. Otherwise, I'll tell her you were, too. But 73, NC9B.